take Seif Shir Thursday night, or L'Chof Tes Adar, Chof Shinayin Hay, and we're doing Chof Ches Aleph. We'll go over it again, and maybe next time that we learn, we'll go over it. Maybe. I mean, there's enough depth in the Seif itself. What's your problem?
I can't hear something about it. It's louder from the other side. That's all.
Sorry, I'll try to read it. Now, the choice, this is talking about a grumma. Any grumma ben azokin. The choice does not make an issue of what I pointed out last night, the difference in lotzes yidei shemayim and chayev v'dinei shemayim. I think there's a world of difference between the two phrases. Lotzes yidei shemayim, I think, is more likely to refer to a basic obligation that's there, but in Dinei Adam we can't make you pay it. Right? We talked a lot already about I may have a basic obligation, and then there's another level of chiyuv which forces me to carry out my obligation. So that's losses yidei shemayim. I don't think it's inappropriate, you know, anytime, if I know I owe you money. If I know I owe you money, there's no edim, there's no proof, but I know I owe it to you. I think my paying you would be called losses yidei shemayim. It sounds weird. That's because we associate losses yidei shemayim with chayav b'dinei shemayim. And you say, no, if I know that I owe you money, I owe you money b'dinei adam. But the paying, I would call losses yidei shemayim, because Bezdin can't make me pay. If I'm not, of course, if I'm molded, then Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Dami kicks in, and they can make me pay. With the din of Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Dami. But if that's not happening, I'm not molded, but I know I owe it to you. So I think that could be called Lotzer Yidei Shemayim. I'm just saying Lotzer Yidei Shemayim just means Bezdin can't make me pay. Hakabon and Dixite does not refer to that. And Groma ben Azokin, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Gradus Chaya Bedinei Shemayim, which I hold is a lower level of chiyuv. It's a level that you're not really mechuyuv. But in Dinei Shemayim you're mechuyuv. Hashem has a different mishkol. Hashem has a different set of scales. And in Dinei Shemayim mechuyuv. What that means, I don't know, but if I was advising you, I would advise you to pay off. You don't want to find out after 120 years. And you go, I'm only chayv in Dinei Shemayim. And then you find out, like, you have to come back like a, you know, you have to come back like a cat and catch the guy's grandchildren's mice. What do you think they say in Shemayim? Bechaya b'dinei Shemayim. I mean, Shemayim wants you to pay. So you come back as a cat. And you catch the grandchildren's mice. So you catch enough mice to pay off your debt.
You don't have to worry about the other one?
I didn't say you don't have to worry. If you're chayav b'dinei adam, you're certainly chayav b'dinei shemayim.
No, I meant the two different b'dinei shemayim. So I was saying, well, I don't say the two different.
The other one's even more. Saying, don't make light of chayav b'dinei shemayim. You never know what shemayim's going to make you do. You know, they may say go to hell and mean it. Because of a reverse, Galechad Mechuyev Losses Yidei Shemayim, so right away there's a different Lashonis from the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, but as I say, the Ksois is not Mechalik. So we won't be Mechalik either, but the Ksois is going to be Mechalik in different cases without reference to the difference in Lashonis. Anyway, the reverse says that when you have this type of thing of Mechuyev Losses Yidei Shemayim, it tofas mafkina minei. Tfisa does not help. Vuva b'shirik neses agdoil. Vayim mishnah l'melach ichos ribis. Perik chafalos mi ichos malve d'loive halach aleph. Devi mazgu v'nei shekotav v'lo kein mashma b'hodi amrinam perik apoilam dat tzadik aleph avar aleph. The famous esnon osra torah v'filu bo alimoy gemara. The case in the gemara grada is gavi choysim pipora. We were over the lav of losachsum shor b'disho. You muzzled the animal. V'dosh ba, but it's someone else's animal, and they were supposed to be eating from this. So loke umashalim, arba kavim lepora, uporek vayna loke umashalim. Sort of a. Let me just see. Hello. Yes. I cannot talk to you now unless it's a super emergency. Call me back after 9. Is it an emergency? Then talk. I'm sorry, say that again. What? What do you mean? She was there? You were visiting her? Who's next of kin? Called the Chevra Kadisha. I mean. What do you mean by who to contact? To take care of the Nifteres? A Chevra Kadisha. Do you know where she has a plot of land? A Kever? Someone in the family must know, no? I mean. Okay, so you have to call the Chevra Kadisha of Mala Adumen to make sure that. You said she's in. Did you say she's in Mala Adumen? Call the Chevra Kadisha. You can't, you know, you have to make sure the Nefaris is treated with respect. You have to make sure no one does something you're not allowed to do. You have to give kavod to the Nefaris. So you have to get in touch with the Chevra Kadisha. Now they're going to ask you, where's her plot? And call that Chevra Kadisha. Someone in the family must know. Does she have a kever? Okay, so then you have to call the Chevra Kadisha of Mala Adumim. Where is she, in a convalescent home? So it's a hospital. They must have a rabbi. They must have a chaplain. I'm just saying, you can get the Chevra Kadisha. They will, their responsibility, and that's what they do, and they take care of, to be shomer the kavod hames. If she's a citizen of Israel, okay, so she'll get, I don't know how it works exactly, but she'll get a kever for free, probably, if she lived in Mala Adumim and she's a citizen. I don't know how it works, then I'm sorry. But, and she didn't buy a kever, ever? Okay, you want to call the Chevra Kadisha of Mala Adumim and they will guide you. Failing that, if somehow you can't get through, you must call the chaplain. That's his responsibility. That's your primary concern of whatever the convalescent home is connected to. Right now, your primary concern is the kavod hames. Make sure that the mace is treated properly, according to all halachas, and is not just thrown around and put somewhere in a freezer, in a morgue, whatever. Okay. Okay, if you have any other questions, call me back. Yeah. Yeah. Who are you talking about now? The daughter? The daughter, no. What the daughter should be doing is make sure that her mother is treated correctly. That is her only mitzvah right now. In fact, she shouldn't do any other mitzvahs. That is her primary mitzvah, to take care that the mace is treated properly until it's buried in kavod. You know, that's her only mitzvah right now. She shouldn't daven. She doesn't have to do any other mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs. She can't go out and have a ham sandwich, but she has no positive mitzvahs. Of course, her overriding primary mitzvah is to take care of the mace of the nifteres. Okay. Okay. Sometimes it is an emergency. Usually it's mikvah night, and they just discovered a chatzitza. This is a different kind of. Okay. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to. It's okay. I told them enough. They can't handle more. They're not going to arrest them. I'm not going to start rolling through the whole Shulchan Aruch with them. I told them the primary thing she has to take care of. sounds like a nice mitzvah almost. No one knows anything. No one knows what's going on. Doesn't have a kever. Her daughter's there. The grandparents called me. But the daughter is there. They don't know. Totally bewildered. Doesn't know what to do. Nothing. She's from Beit Shemesh. But she's in a convalescent home in Malé Aduna. But she doesn't have a kever. Kever. I don't know how it works in this country. People say you get a free kever. It's not so kosher. You don't get a free kever. It's only where you live, and it's like Potter's Field. You know what that means? They throw you somewhere. I bought a kever already. Met my parents. And her folks. Nine. I'm just letting you know. I don't know what it's a rule. All I know is that when people have to deal with buying a kever at the time, it's very, very difficult. Okay. I learned my lesson about never, never, ever answering the phone. So you have Chosam Pipar and it's like you Mishale. So Rava's point was that even when the din is ain't a loka umishale, it's a semi kumle bedraba mine din. But you're really be'etza mechuyev. So Rashi says, what does that mean? We already went through yesterday what it means that for Esna Nasr Torah Afil Bo'alima. It means when you pay up, actually, the operative sentence is that when you pay up a monetary obligation that you bought it from because of Kamle Bedraba Minei, it's not considered a matana, it's considered you made that payment. And in that case, it's called Esnan Zoyna, the schar for a zona, and it can't be used for a karma. And that's called, famous phrase, Esnan Osra Torah Vafilu Bo'alimo. Because that's Kumle Bedraba Minei, and you don't really have to pay up. Okay, so Rashi says, blah, 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 I'm not going to go through Rashi again. And even though if she asked me for the money, I wouldn't have to pay her because the Kumle Bedraba Minei, but if I pay it, it's Esnan. And Rashi says, a ramification of that is itofas loy mafkina minei. Boom. So that's not like the reverse, says the choice. Because the most is yichayv losas idei shemayim. And the reverse says itofas mafkina minei. And Rashi says beferish itofas loy mafkina minei. Umashim he said the dina losas idei shemayim itofas loy mafkina minei. Omnam Marshal in Yom Shol Shlomo says, again, he's not machalic between the Lashonos, but he's machalic between the levels of Losses Yidei Shemayim. He's not machalic between Losses Yidei Shemayim and Chaya, Bedine Shemayim, but he's machalic conceptually different types of Losses Yidei Shemayim. That's the Marshal. So it really is allowing Rashi and the Rivosh to coexist. The nearer the cholecha the chayim losses in day shemayim, itofas mafkina minei, that's the rivosh, is a filo of perish Rashi. Rashi would agree. In a case like groma. Mikomakom kai gavna mafkina minei, Rashi would agree. Bishloma bekomli bedraba minei, chayim hu, Israeli chayim. Komli bedraba minei is more of a din in bezdin that they can't be machayim. So that's why it ends up being losses in day shemayim. That's chuyah, but Bezin can't make him pay. So that's called losses in day shemayim. Rak loy avdina na chumra hilkoch echad loy avdina na hilkoch. Now here's a key thing the Marshal says. So the Marshal is mashma that when kamli bedraba minei is functional and you give him the more chomodika punishment, right? Then Tfisu Gutaka not help. He says, Hilkoch, when you don't actually do the Chumrah, that's called like Chayve Misa Shoigigin. Now the offshoot of Kamli Bedrabaminei, that you get the more severe punishment, is sometimes you don't actually get the more severe punishment. If you did a Peshogeg, or without Hasra, so there's a din of Kamli Bedrabaminei anyway. So this is a knach in the Marshal, that when he says that it's Tafka Kamli Bedrabaminei, that Rashi says, when, you know, that's some chilek is that by kamli bedrabaminei, Rashi says, you could grab it. You toss us loy mafkin minei. Because that's a mimachuyu, because best in, it's not machay of you. Best in mimachuyu. Mashekin groma by nizokin, Rashi is also modi, you can't grab it. Because you're not really mimachuyu. Just lots of zedei shemayim. That's the marshal. But rather, in doing so, the Marshal makes a connection. And he talks about Rashi Shita being when the Kabbalah B'drabaminei is not actualized. You're not giving the guy the Misa. Maybe there was no Hasra, maybe it was a Shogun.
Bisman Hazer, always, right?
Or Bisman Hazer. So it's Mashma from the Marshal, and the Tzoyis is going to talk about that. That if you're actually doing the Kamli B'drabaminei, meaning you're actually giving him the Mochomu Dikamisa, then Rashi's Modi, you can't grab it. The money. So we'll see. But that's why the Marshal says, Chayav hu rak doloy avdinan hachumra, hilko checha doloy avdinan hachumra, kegom b'shogeg o shalom b'asra, o b'zman hazeh, you could grab it. The so kayavu. But he only says that when you're not doing the Mohammed Dika only. It's like a twist. He doesn't say it by every Kamli B'drabaminei. He only says it when you're not actually doing the Mohammed Dika only.
Shogeg
is a case of Kamli B'drabaminei. You learn out from a pasuk. Even if you're not actually getting the Misa because you're a Shogeg.
He gets galus. I mean, there is an onus. He gets galus. There is an onus, right? By Shogeg.
Punk by Ritzicha, not by Shabbos.
No, I know, by... Well, Shabbos.
He says we're talking about Ritzicha. We're talking about Boalimo.
Any Shogeg.
Any Shogeg has a bit of coming to have a... By the way, just so you shouldn't make a mistake, Boalimo is Mrs. Besden. Whether it's a din of coming to Jabimine just by chorus, we pass is a shayla of Bechunya ben Akonov. And we argue with Rabbi Bechunya ben Akonov. Punk emo is a chiyuv misa, shreisha. So when the Marshal, again, when the Marshal says this chilek, it's a beautiful chilek, it's a wonderful chilek, but he only says it when the Kabbalah B'drabaminei is not actualized, and you're not really getting the Chomer Dikaon. First, we'll talk about why. Because if you're talking about Kabbalah B'drabaminei, you're saying, really, you're Mechuyah, but the Bezdin's not Mechayah of you. Who says there's a difference between if the Bezdin actually gives you the Misa or not? Like, how does that affect that? So, Tzoyis, we'll talk about that. Avalecha Shegrobah B'nezokin Hu. But the main point of the Marshal is Mashen Kamli B'drabaminei is different than Kamli. Kamli B'drabaminei is different than Grobah B'nezokin. But Grobah B'nezokin is Eimbochiyum and Adin, Ella Losses Yidei Shemayim. So again, I can't help it, I'm repeating myself. I think that's reflected by the Etzim Losses of the Shulchan Aruch, which is Chayyim Yidei Shemayim. But the choice is not. Rabbanim, it's a different level of Lotz Yidei Shemayim because you're really not even Mechuyim. It came Shita because of Kidim. So that's why we both says it. Yeah?
No, Baba Kamo, it says, you know, about the cases that are properly there, be based in, and Chayev, does it say Chayev or Vatzeis? I don't remember.
What cases? Brahma?
They have that list of cases.
Brahma? I don't know, I hope it says Chayev B'Dei Shemayim.
Okay, I just didn't remember.
Don't get the choice.
It's more to say Chayev anyway.
The choice doesn't make a point of that chilek kalosha. I notice it. Okay, maybe it's not consistent. Maybe in the Gemara by Groma it says, Lots of Zedei Shemayim. Maybe. I don't know. The name Mashman. So we have the Rivosh, you learn Rashi, and then you learn the Marshal, who tries to make peace between the two. Now the choice points out, the name mashma midivrei marshal tafilu bekomli bedrabe minei loimani tfisa elohecha dafkehecha delo abdinan achumra. If they didn't actually carry out the chumra dika onesh gom b'shoge obis man hazeh
mashma not the perish.
Depends what you call beferish. I mean, this is beferish as can be without him actually saying so. But he doesn't say it, so he says mashma. Vinei mashma v'divrei mashal d'afilu v'komet v'grabe minei lo'im ani tfiso elo dach v'hecha d'loi avdin v'nachumra. I'm going to show you again v'zman hazeh o shalom v'hasro. Aval hecha d'avdin v'nachumra tu lo m'chayev klal b'tashlumin at all, and therefore v'ilu tofas mafkina minei. That's what it's mashma. Says the Ktsois, the Chayra Divri Mashal, this chilik, aim a Divri Nevius. Who told him this chilik? Where is he coming from? What, where, what, who, what, when, where, why? The Shaka Matsina Lameimar, it would be possible to say, his chilik between Komei Bedrabamine and Gromma Benazokin, even if you're getting the more severe odor. Tafilu Abdina Machumer Romi Ale Tashlumin, you're really basically Machuyu. It's just Bezdin doesn't carry it out. Bezdin doesn't force you to do it. B'chein mashma, in fact, that's how it's mashma, listen to the shas, the porach lein, the loiku mishale, the lezeo marrovo, esna number of tairo, for filu ba'alimoi. You get pleased with the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's high in days on it. Thank you. Omdom nira divri marshal mukrochim. Marshal is definitely right. Vuhu, the Sanhedrin, the Fayim Bezum and Aleph. Okay, the Gemara assumes that any monetary obligation incurred by a Bodhi Machteris, Bodhi Machteris is Ganav coming at night, tunneling into your house, you're allowed to kill him. The Gemara treats that being allowed to kill him as a kumle b'drabba minei masis. It's like he's mechuyav misa. You won't go into the lomdus if he's mechuyav misa, or you're just being matzil, the other guy, he's a rode. Well, kaponim, if he breaks kalim in the machteras, he's caught from pain. Now, Rava says, now, and then the Gemara, the Gemara has a discussion whether that din applies only by a monetary chiyuv. What about if it's be'en? What about if he stole something and it's mamish be'en? We talked about that. When it's be'en, I don't have to deal. This is what comes out of the sugya also. When it's be'en, the Gemara has a shakra b'tariya, where the Rav said also by be'en, you don't have to give it back. Or if it's not be'en, we talked about it from the perspective of the last tzais. We learned that when it's be'en, I don't need his personal obligation to give it back to me. It comes back to me mitzad the chesed itself. So maybe kumle b'drabba minei wouldn't help for that. So the Gemara has a shock with the Tari about that. Okay, the Shaila is, did Rav say it? Rav said he doesn't have to pay. Did Rav say it even when it's be'en, or only when it's not be'en, and he's only mechuyav money? Okay, so the Gemara, okay. Then the Gemara has a story. Rava, it was stolen from him animals by Ganovim that were b'machteres. They came to give it back, the Gemara says, but he didn't want to take it. Because he said, since Rav said, even when it's be'en, that's what it comes out. Oh my Rav, afilu be'en. We don't paskin like Rav in that, but since Rav said that even be'en, kumle b'drabba minei applies, they don't have to give back the geneva even when it's be'en, so I don't want to take it. I don't want to take it. It's like it's theirs already, and they're giving me a present. Yeah, that's a very important thing in light of our discussion. Because he could have accepted it out of Schlosser's Beis Shammai. Rava didn't want to take it, he felt he's getting it. But then I'm going to give it to him because Rav said, even if it's bad, they don't have to give it to him. Okay, now let's go back to the choice. On the mirror, divi marshal mukroch, and do it to be sanhed in the flame, basim and olive, rubber, ignorable, a dichri. Machteris, advino neal, a beloit kablinu. He didn't want to take it. However, not when he put me to Rav, the bedon and kininu. That's Rav's lotion. He bought, they were playing it with blood. Their key of Misa allowed them to be playing in the face, meaning they don't have to give it back. The Igdra Betoises. But then Mechuyiv lots of Yudei Shemayim, because Esna Nasa Torah Vafilu Bo'alimai. So why didn't Rava want to take it? Kiva the Chiyiv lots of Yudei Shemayim, my Lord Kiva.
Because you didn't want them to have a...
Why not?
They were bad
people. The Tirtz, who said, maybe they did Shuvah, how dare you? The Tirtzu. So Tyson's answers, because he didn't want to fool them. They thought that Mechuyiv to give it back. So the Mechuyah threw them back. He didn't want to take it from them under those, in that context. They would be fooling them. The Ishtirtsu Shemla Hiram Akzirin Elam Yishuv Shayu Slurin, because they thought Shebedin Chayal the Mahatsa. Below Rotsu Rotsu Jidei Shemayim. Lekach Lo Kablinu.
Why didn't you just tell them? Rav just tell
him. He did tell him. He didn't want to take it. Because Rav said, I bought it.
No, you're not
hired
to give this to me.
Maybe not. That's what he did. He didn't want to take it.
Okay.
I don't know if he told him or not. He gave him the silent treatment. He told him. I don't know.
He didn't take
them. He didn't take them because Rav said they're potter. Maybe he told it to them. Maybe he told it to them. I'm not taking it because Rav said you're potter. Tyson just wants to know why didn't he take it to have them be lost to Yudei Shemayim. So Tyson said they weren't holding there. They didn't want to do that. They mistakenly thought them before you to give it.
But still.
I don't know.
But still.
Rashi.
Wouldn't it be good for them anyway?
Tosha says, since they didn't want to do it, it would be fooling them to take it. It would be fooling them.
Would they be Yotzi B'Dei Shemayim
then? I don't know. I'm not going to count. But he certainly didn't want to take it on the false pretenses. That you could hear. He didn't want to take it on the false pretenses. They were only willing to do it if they're Mamish Mechuyev. And he didn't want to take it. And he yelled, they're not Mechuyev. We have to be Chayshus Rishitus Rav. He didn't want to take it. Maybe he did sit down with them and learn Musar with them. I don't know, but that's not this story. That's a different story. Yeah, sure. But he says they didn't want to do it, Lotz of Dei Shemayim. Vihine, Lashitas Rashi, the Mahani Tfisa. It's very interesting. Now we have an hour girsa of the Gemara. He didn't accept it, but it says advinu miale. He returned it. So I don't know. Somebody seems to feel that he had it at some point. Maybe they brought it into his house. So the Maiz was a Tfisa. And Tfisa helps, according to Rashi. So, apparently, Tfisa's terrorists wouldn't apply. In other words, they wanted to give it to him. He didn't want to take it under false pretenses. But if Tfisa helps, I don't really chap the kasha. But there would still be false pretenses. Unless the kasha is, once this tfisa, now you're giving them a gift. In other words, it's tfisa.
Tfisa means you could go into the guy's house when you're looking to take it. So if they give it to you and thinking of there's another reason, how could that be worse? How could that be worse than going there and taking it?
You're right.
That's not worse than false pretenses.
Still, it's false pretenses.
But it's not worse than going and taking it.
That's false. it would be called he's giving them a gift. I don't think you're right. I think it is worse, but because it's still false pretenses. But I think the point is that he didn't want to give them. The assumption is he wouldn't want to give them a gift. And if Tfisa helps, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just explaining the dynamic here. If Tfisa helps, and even if it came into his hands on the false pretenses, but it's still a Tfisa, there's no worse than if you went into his house and you took him. Now, Rava would never do that. But here, it happened that way. It was a Tfisa. And if Tfisa helps, then if he gives it back to them, then he's giving them a present. And I guess there's an assumption that he wouldn't want to give them a present.
Ramses.
Not to give them a present. So the choice says that it only... Oh, because Tfisa doesn't help here. Because that's called... Baba Machteris is called a Gada Chiyuv Nisa. Even though you say they're awful alive for someone that got a Chiyuv Nisa. But he's assuming that a Baba Machteris... that there was Bapoyal a heter to kill them, so if no one killed them, we'll stop here. If no one killed them, it's like a guy in Bezdin that became a Chuyav Misa and then ran away. So he's also, no one killed him. But that's called, they did the more Chomer Dika Onesh, because they paskin is Chuyav Misa. So that's what the Tzoy says. So even according to Rashi, Tfisa wouldn't help because that's called they did the Mochomer Dika Ones. And that's where the Marshal gets that from. That when you actually do the Mochomer Dika Ones, then Rashi's molded that Tfisa doesn't help. So we have to talk about why not. It's maybe not Divrei Nevius anymore where he get it from, but it's still Divrei Nevius what's shot. Okay. We'll talk about, but he has a, but it's a big chiddush that it's a raya from. I think it's a big chiddush that it's a raya from Rashi, because the whole raya is why isn't it like Tfisa? Okay, I don't know how mukhrach it is that it's Tfisa. He wouldn't have given it back to them. Like I said, he still took it on the false pretenses. I'm not so showing with my answer yet. Okay, we'll see. Pick it up. That this is called a tfisa. That if it's a tfisa, he wouldn't give it back. That if it's a tfisa, then he would have no problem.